Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes, it is. B-Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. Thanks for joining us. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, hanging out with you for a while here. How's it going, Joe?
Brian, it's going well, and I had to ask you this on air. I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking it, but you saw the Beach Boys are going to be at Shays,
yeah,
December 9th.
And with or without Brian Wilson?
Without Brian Wilson. This is the Mike Love Beach Boys, which, yeah. Now, I realize the Beach Boys were just here. Bowerly actually introduced them when they were here a few months ago. They're coming back to they're coming back in December to Shays, and hey, I love Christmas music, so of course I'll have fun. You know, my wife and I will go to this and really enjoy it because it's after college.
I thought the way you were setting this up was that you weren't going to go.
No, I'm okay. I'm going to go. You know, my wife and I are already listening to Christmas music, so of course this is right down our alley, and it's after college football season, so it works out with my schedule. But I would think a majority of people are going to see the Beach Boys and say, if I don't hear Help Me Rhonda, I'm not sure I want to go.
That's what you pull out of the hat. That's of the entire catalog. No, I think I would go see a Beach Boys Christmas show sooner than I would almost any other Christmas show.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think their Christmas record it's got to be, top? Top 10 most famous, top 5.
Yeah, every song on there is made airplay.
So, I mean, I think, yeah, you know, it's well advertised. You're going there.
Yeah, hey, it works for me.
I would be like buying a ticket to see the Beach Boys and there's no Brian Wilson. That's what I would be.
That would be your complaint. Because I know I have a bias. I mean, I listen to Christmas music all the time. So I wanted to see someone who doesn't listen to Christmas music 365. If that is still a selling point.
Now, they're done with Pet Sounds. Is that what they went on tour like years ago, played it, and they were like, that's it?
When Brian Wilson was back with them?
I think so.
They went to Darien Lake? Yeah, I think that was a one and done. That was a one tour and done.
That's disappointing.
It is.
Well, you know. They'll be good. I saw that concert announcement too. You know, that's nice.
Yeah.
I would have went to the Pet Sounds one. That would be cool.
Oh, I'd
but
be
like
very excited about that.
The Beach Boys, there is something, like, how old can you be and still, you know, what I mean? Like, well, how does that voice hold up when you're 70 years old?
Well, this is what I'm looking for. Is Mike Love singing the high notes, or is it the younger people that they've brought in to be the, quote, Beach Boys?
Oh, they've brought some people in.
Well, I'm not sure how many of the original are still living, but I know this is the Mike Love Beach Boys and, you know, John Stamos.
Which is not all. It's John Stamos.
Channel 2 used a picture of Mike Love and John Stamos in the announcement, and I'm wondering, is John Stamos back for the Christmas tour?
As his Full House character on the drums or whatever. That doesn't always have to be a bad thing. You know, I think that has a negative connotation with it when, you know, a band gets older and a lot of their members end up being replaced with younger people. So it's not like it's barely the original band
right, like
anymore.
Journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, bands where the entire band gets replaced over the period. There's no original members. You're just like, how did this happen?
Right.
You're like a football team, not a band. You know, like.
You've adopted the name.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the Bills, you know, when years and years from now when Josh Allen retires, like, they will still be the Bills.
Right.
But, like, if it was Josh Allen's band and
no Josh
he retired,
Allen.
Like, yeah. You'd kind of have to put that to bed.
It's a cover band.
But there are some bands where that works for. Like, I've seen, you know, bands where I'm like, good, I'd rather there be a few young people in here to keep the tempo up.
Yeah.
Because you see some bands and they're old and, like, this song used to be a 2-minute long song. Like, and now it's 4 because you're playing at half speed.
But I will say this. I mean, doing the Christmas record, doing the Christmas tour, if I'm not mistaken, Brian, all those songs are high-pitched. So we'll find out very quickly
and
December
like,
9th.
What are you really expecting when you go to a Christmas show?
Well, yeah. No, I'm expecting.
Like, but like, that's the best thing about this. If I'm the Beach Boys, I still want a tour. My performance is, and I shouldn't say this because I haven't seen the Beach Boys. I'm just going to guess. My performance isn't up to what it used to be.
No, it's not the 60s.
It's not, you know, we're below the standard. You do a Christmas show because you go to a Christmas show. I'm not like, you know, expecting my mind to be blown by a great, you know, it's just Christmas tunes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just getting in the holiday spirit.
The Reverend Horton Heat, you know, I go the last like 3 times he came here, they were Christmas shows.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like, you know, by the 3rd time he did it, I'm like, is this a way of just like kicking down the expectation a little bit of the audience? Like, you know, hey, we're going to play a, you know, Run, Run, Rudolph again. And like, you know, it doesn't really work.
I'm excited for it. Now, we talk about those high notes. I saw a video of Little Anthony singing Tears on My Pillow, and he still hit those high notes. Again, this was a video. I didn't see it live. So, you know, there are some people up in the
recording hit those high notes.
A little older that can still hit those high notes from a video I saw.
Okay.
Well, but I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
If, you know, they're going to Shays, if they were at the Riviera, you could have scootered your way over there. I could have at least.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, they wouldn't. It's Christmas. They wouldn't be working in the winter.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about it now, but you can't. Because that would be fun. I'd park at your house and I'd take a scooter to the show.
Just scoot along in the snow on the way to the show. You know, I saw these yesterday, Joe. I was running around, and that's like my area where I do that, in North Tonawanda. And I made it a point to cut down Main Street just to see where the scooters were. And, you know, how I did see one person take it down the bike path by the water. I saw a few of them stood up, like, just on the side of the bike path, like, okay. And I saw a couple more stood up on Main Street, right across the street from the Riviera Theater. And I want to start with you, Joe. You see these electric scooters.
Yes.
Would you welcome them in your town, your community? Do you like them?
I would welcome them. I think it's something something cool. Now, can I ask you this, though? This is the one thing where you can leave it anywhere, right? You just you take it where you want and you leave it?
Yeah. From our interview this morning, you can leave it. Now, there's supposed to be teams of, or at least one person, who goes around, knows where they are, picks them up, and puts them back somewhere else. But you can ditch them wherever.
See, here's the thing. How if I parked somewhere and say you know, I wanted to go visit somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with the scooter.
I'm taking one of these scooters and I'm parking in my garage.
Okay, there you go. But they'll know where it is.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, yeah, it's there. You want it? There you go. I'll open it for you.
I would welcome this just as I welcome those the bicycles that, you know, you can ride around town and then return to one of the designated spots. Like, I'm all for getting with the current times, and you see these in other cities. And hey, if we're starting in North Tonawanda, that's great. I hope it's successful, and I hope it spreads throughout Western New York. It's another exciting thing, Brian. Even if it's not exciting for everyone, there are people out there that will welcome this and have a lot of fun with it.
Now I'm going to channel my inner Beach Boy here, Joe, which is to say I'm going to be a grumpy old man about this, and I don't like it. Like, all right, now I live in North Tonawanda. So, I'm walking around, I see these scooters, and I just don't get it. Like, I think that's my problem, like, with it. And I don't want to just, like, hate on it. I think it's a cool recreational thing. I think a great place for these scooters would be to be down by, like, Gratwick Park and going along, like, the long bike path there. Now, they're geofenced, so you can only do it in North Tonawanda, which that plays into this, too. Like, only in North Tonawanda. To me, I'm either walking or driving somewhere. Like, I don't see this as a... These are meant to be like a form of transportation almost. And I just don't really see how that's going to happen. Like, am I going to take a scooter to the grocery store? No. I'm not going to do that. I'm not really... I could see me... scooting to a couple... Where I live, though, I would walk. If it's a nice enough day to walk, I would walk down to Main Street. I would do any of this before getting on a scooter, I think. I could see me taking it through the bike path, but then you can only go so far. You know, you're kind of locked in. You hit the bike path, you go over to the city of Tonawanda, and you're thrown off the... you hit the invisible fence like a dog with a shock collar, and you go, ah! And you're turned away. So I don't, like, get it in that sense of, and, you know, I say this knowing that I've seen now two people around the area on the scooters, one of them on the trail, you know, I think just zipping around, having a good time, like the way you would rollerblade.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's rollerblades.
It's recreational.
But it's almost being treated as, like, a way to get from point A to point B.
Well, and for some people, that will be. For the most part, this is going to be something recreational. Oh, I want to take the bike path. I want to go down by the water. I'll take the scooter, you know, and I'll take... I think it's more recreational, whatever they're advertising. And I think there will be people that will enjoy that. You know, I'm like you. I like to walk if the opportunity is there, if it's warm enough outside. However... if I'm down by the water, if I'm in, I don't know, if I see one of these things there, Brian, I might check it out.
They're a little fast to be on the bike path, too, is another thing that I'm kind of thinking of.
Well, there's some people on bikes that are too fast for the bike path.
I hate the way I sound, by the way. I just want to make that clear. I hate the way I sound. But you're being honest. But I'm being honest.
Yeah.
My number one thing with these scooters, if you go to any city that has them, they are treated like junk thrown literally everywhere. That's what I'm not looking for. It looks like it makes places with the scooters look like the biggest trash heaps ever. If you ever been to, you know, I was in Cleveland a few months ago, and that was kind of like this. You saw a few of them, like, lying around. They're tipped over on the sidewalk. They're just kind of, like, wherever, thrown about wherever. It's like an obstacle course in the middle of the sidewalk. Denver is where this was the worst. These things are just, like, thrown in the middle of the street, in the middle of the sidewalk, in front of a door of a business. Yep. They're just plopped literally anywhere with, like, no regard to... And the problem is, because there's no... It's not like there is a great option of where to put it necessarily. Because there's no... It's not like those Ready bikes downtown.
Yes.
Where,
which I'd like to see more of those, by the way.
Yeah, like, if this was the same thing, I wouldn't be that adamant to where I feel like it's going to annoy the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Because the Ready bikes, see, like, the blue bikes in different cities, you have to bring them back to its little stable.
Or you continue to get charged.
Yes.
Yeah.
These you're throwing anywhere, and there's no real good place other than just, like, oh, well, here are, like, next to the park bench. Like, I'll lean it on the trash can. I'll put it right in the middle of the thing. There's not a natural place for it to just be left anywhere. Like, when I was running yesterday, I said it out loud. I just go, I'm a, here we go. Because the scooters were now, they tried to be lined up, you know, more to the side, but there they are just in the path.
Yeah.
Right there, standing there, and I'm like, here we go. Now, imagine when people leave these here, right? They're not going to be, I don't know. It's just not something that I can really see, like, the clear benefit for in the area.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, To me, I see that and go, you know, I'm not going to waste my time. But Brian, I'm not going to lie. When I was in Denver, and you're right, Denver's the worst. It's laying in people's yards. There was one at the door of our Airbnb when we went to check in. Obviously, it wasn't ours. We had just checked in. I mean, they're spread out all over the city and not in a good way. People just throw them. Yeah, they're treated like crap. And yeah, this isn't something that, hey, I'm going to go to North Hunt. Well, I shouldn't say that because who knows? I might go to North Tonawanda just to drive one around. However, it's not the kind of thing where I would regularly want to do it. But I do think there is the clientele for these motorized scooters. And, you know, I also agree with your point that, yeah, when I think of Denver, one of the top things I think of is those scooters thrown in yards. I saw one inside a store thrown up aside. You mentioned the garbage can. Yeah, that's not rare to see. But I do think the clientele's for it, and I like the try of something new. I do like that. But to another point, I would like to see more bikes. I would like to see like the city bikes in New York. I'd like to see more bikes around Western New York. Not against spreading out the scooters if the clientele's there and if they're being used properly.
The bike makes sense if you really do mean this to be like a mode of transportation. 803-0930 if you want to weigh in on what you think about these e-scooters coming around. It's in North Tonawanda now. Who knows? Maybe Niagara Falls, maybe Buffalo. Next, 803-0930 to give a call or a text this morning.
If it's a huge flop in North Tonawanda, it won't go any further.
But see, that's like the thing I'm thinking. I feel like as I'm looking at this, this is something where if you're looking at it as a form of transportation, you'd get a bike with like a basket to have people go from point A to point B. Because if this really is a solution of getting people around, which, like, it's a walkable area, the downtown area of NTL. It's not an area where there's a lot of people, like, begging for some new mode of transportation, I think. But if there was, that mode of transportation, for it to be a scooter that requires, like, a decent amount of balance, that can't operate during any of the winter months, like that flies 20 miles an hour, you know, like down the road like this. I just feel like it's the worst version of that. As a point of recreation, I think it's cool, right? But when you add it up, like, all right, $1.49 per minute, not mile, you know, I could see you doing that once and saying, okay, that was fun, and not having a real reason to do that again.
I think you're going to see a lot of that. And you're going to see a lot of people, like you did yesterday, hey, I want to try this out.
Yeah.
And then, okay, that was cool. I'm not going to do this regularly.
That was cool. Let me throw it in the lake. And
well, I hope that's not it. You know where I do think this would be a mode of transportation and where this would make a lot of sense, Brian? UB campus. UB North Campus. You put this, it's a big campus.
Yes.
I think something like this on UB or even Buff State's campus, not Madai because it takes 2 seconds to walk at Madai University. But on a UB campus or a Buff State campus, something like this would make a lot of sense to get around the campus. And you have your book bag, right? So mode of transportation, pretty easy. I think to say it's a mode of transportation in North Tonawanda, but I do think recreationally, you'll see a lot of people at least try this once. However, I do think the return, what do they call that, the people coming back is going to be under 50%.
I tell you what, it just gives me a bad idea right off the bat. Because
you want to throw it in the lake.
Well, if you ask me, will you use one? I said, I don't know. I'm like thinking, maybe I would use one if I'm drinking down on Main Street and then want to go down to somewhere else on Oliver Street and, you know, it's a little far to walk. I don't want to drive.
Yeah, why not?
Then I'll hop on. Because you're not allowed to do that. You can't be. It's just like riding a bike when you're wasted in the road. You can't do that.
Oh, you said you were for a drink. I didn't. Okay. If you've had too many.
Yeah, but, you know, no, you're not allowed. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think you can still be pulled over for that. Yeah. You definitely shouldn't because a scooter, I'm less stable on that than a bike.
Yeah.
But that's the only way I could see myself using it. I love our text board, 803-0930. Two people who must live in Oklahoma City. Thanks for listening. Someone's saying, scooters are everywhere in downtown Oklahoma City. They look like fun. 2 minutes later, terrible idea. In Oklahoma City, they're littered all over him. There's a man-made canal that they're being dumped into.
Oh, gosh. I really hope that doesn't happen. I have higher hopes for the people of Western New York.
Kathy, what do you think? Scooters, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Well, it depends if I understood the price right. What was the price again?
I believe it's $1 and then 50 cents a mile. Or wait, a minute. Sorry.
50 cents a minute. But, I mean, if you took that out, it'd be like $40 for like a half hour.
It not quite that much, right? I'm trying to do the math in my head, Kathy, but it would be kind of expensive, which, again, yeah. Kathy, thank you for the call. It leads me to believe this is meant more for, like, a transportation idea than it is for recreation, because a recreation, you want something for an hour or two. Transportation is like point A to point B, ditch it. Like, that's kind of the model. I just don't see the need for that right now. In North Tonawanda, it's very different in these bigger cities. You have a lot of people. They don't own cars. Things are maybe a little past walking distance. You know, it's not cab distance or subway distance. It makes a little bit more sense in some of those bigger cities. I love your idea of a college campus. That is kind of, I think, the perfect long, broad walkways and roadways and, ways to walk and sometimes not a lot of time to do it. Everyone has a backpack.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that makes sense. For myself here, I'm sorry. I'm being a grumpy old man. I hope everything works out, but I can't see it. What do you think? 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, B-Maz and Beamer back here on WBEN. We're talking about these e-scooters coming to North Tonawanda, and who knows, maybe spreading out around Western New York. What do you think about them? Good idea, bad idea? 803-0930 to weigh in with us this morning on WBEN. On our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board this morning, somebody points out Fredonia. I forget about Fredonia, has them as well. Because, Joe, you mentioned college campuses would be like the ideal place for something like this. And I agree with that. Like that on a college campus, zipping from, across I remember classes where you'd have one class, maybe a little break for lunch, and then you'd have to, you know, skip right over to another. It would be nice to have that scooter to zip you from point A to point B, you know, really quickly. Not a bad idea.
You went to school on a big campus. See, for me, everything was right there.
Yeah.
I got up at 8:55 for my 9 o'clock classes.
Well, somebody on our text board saying that their brother said they've saved their late butt at Fredonia a few times.
Yeah,
you know, you're too late to walk. You can maybe pick up a scooter or something.
That'd be great, you know, parked outside the dorm rooms, right? And I mean, hey, if you waited all day to find a scooter, you're going to have to go looking. But, you know, in the morning, all outside the dorm rooms, you jump on one, you get to class.
Someone saying all over in San Antonio, Texas, someone said, I saw someone fall off one in the middle of a street, almost got hit by a car. That's nice. There's someone who uses a personal one to go to work every day. I mean, there's a good idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this person texting, I'm tired of electronic bikes and scooters shooting across the road like they're the only ones, and stay off the bike paths too fast. It does, like, beg the question, where do... I mean, we've talked about the bikes before, or at least I have, about how just... I'm just so sick of it when you're in the car. Like, anytime you see a... Anytime you're driving, you see someone on a bicycle, it's never like, oh, isn't that nice? Like, it's just like...
No. No offense to Jimmy on the other side of the glass, but yesterday I'm driving down Holtz Road by the airport, and it's, you know, it's night, and there's no lights on Holtz Road by the airport, and there's someone on a bike swerving in and out of, like, where I'm trying to drive. You're right. I mean, it puts you on edge as soon as you see a person on a bike.
The e-bikes, because they're going, you know, all different speeds, it's hard to also get, like, all right, can I zoom past this guy really fast and, you know, go give them a lot of space and go around. It does make it a little bit more confusing. And then the bike paths, being on the bike path, my biggest thing is, and now I'm starting to see this, if you're on a bike, you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. That's for me, sorry. Yeah. Like, it's literally the law.
Isn't there an age, though?
Yeah, I mean, if you're seven on
a
bike,
that's what I thought.
That's fine. But if you're a grown adult, you're on a bike, you should not be on the sidewalk. You should be on the road. Now, with the e-bikes, you're seeing the e-bikes on the sidewalks that people are doing. And, you know, you're running around here or walking or doing whatever on the sidewalk, you know, trying to make space for this guy to come zipping through at 30 miles an hour. Anyways, enough of my complaints. What I'm, like, getting from all this, and another text that comes in, Washington, D.C. has scooters. Great for tourists. That hits the point for me. Like, I love the e-scooters. If they're in a city that I'm visiting. I don't love the e-scooters if they're where I live.
Right,
I think that's what it comes down to.
Yes, you want to see them when you're being a tourist, not when you're being a homeowner.
I'm the ultimate NIMBY when it comes to the e-scooters. Not in my backyard, at least for right now. That's how I see it. Mark in Lockport, you're on WBEN. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down to these?
Yeah, kind of the same feelings you have, a little thumb up and thumb down. My daughter lives in downtown Atlanta, so for me to go down and visit, to hop up in the morning and walk outside the door, grab a scooter, run up to Starbucks, grab a coffee, and sit down and enjoy myself, it's unbelievable. You don't fight the traffic, the red lights. It's a huge convenience, and exactly like you said, for visiting. And at the end of the day, scooters are discarded just everywhere. They're, I guess kind of the rule is when you rent one, you park it, you take a picture of it, and that's part of the agreement is that you put that scooter back in a spot that's accessible for someone.
There's a lot of different companies, Mark, that have different rules with that. I know some will have stations or designated areas. You mentioned a picture, and then a lot of them you can just, I mean, literally leave wherever, chuck it wherever you want, and there's the scooter. At least that's what it looks like out there. I just think I like it. I like it to get around, especially dense places. It might be easy. I don't like that idea of just scooters everywhere. And, you know, another thing to watch out for on the roads and sidewalks, wherever you live.
So I'm 58 years old, so I'm not the typical scooter guy, but we got around on River. Now, my wife had a pretty bad accident. She hit a driveway lip that was about maybe just an inch and a half, and it threw her. I mean, the scooter stopped. My wife kept going. Downtown Atlanta, right in front of everybody and God. So luckily she was okay. But the rules of the road down there is just it's up in the air. They're in the middle of the middle W line. They're splitting cars. They're on the sidewalks. All of that piece I'm not happy with. The density of the city, like you mentioned, of getting around and not having to sit in a car for 30 minutes is great. When I first heard about them coming to North Tonawanda, I thought, well, where are they going to use them? You know, that was the thing. And I embrace it. I think it's a great idea for a lot of people who have very short commutes. Man, when the weather is good, it's a great idea.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thanks for the call, Mark. If you have a short commute, I'm just trying to picture where I live or anywhere, or maybe from my house, like a commute that I could have where I would use a scooter. And I can't. Right? Like I'm from my house, I'm just trying to think of all the things that are around in the area, around my house, all the places that you could work,
yeah,
where I would scoot to. And I cannot pick a single one. Everything is either that's a place, it's close enough, I would walk. Or if it's out of that distance, it's like, well, I would drive there.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I think of, you know, I have a ton of stuff in walking distance. Why would I add a scooter? I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Why would I pay when I can just cross the street and there's everything? So, I mean, I'd probably be the same way. Again, I think it's more recreational, even though that's not how they're advertising it. But I get your concern as a homeowner, because no one wants to wake up in the morning with this machine in their front yard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I can completely understand that. You don't want, because what are people going to think? What, Brian got something laying in his front yard?
Someone ditched it. I mean, yeah, I just move it to somebody else's.
Yeah.
Throw it in the field. Give it to the deer in the park or something like that. I can't picture this as a mode of transportation. Recreation, you know, maybe try it out once or twice. That would be okay. But to me, it's either you're like a 15-minute walk away or you're a drive.
Yeah,
and I just can't, and I'm not like a bike to work.
I was going to say, if I had a bike, it would probably be different.
You know, maybe a bike, I maybe could see that happening, but I'm just not in that mindset. Yeah. And I don't think many other people are in the mindset of a bike or a scooter. It's, I live within walking distance or I'm driving. And it's pretty black and white like that. You, Joe, could you imagine? You mentioned where you live, having one of these scooters to go.
Oh, I know.
Could you imagine going through that intersection on Main and Transit on one of these scooters?
No, I couldn't. I don't even like walking over that intersection. It scares me. No, I couldn't.
Oh, on the road, too? Like, I don't think you're supposed to use it on the sidewalk. Well, they're meant to be on the road.
Exactly. I mean, Jimmy probably knows this better than I do. But, I mean, where do you take it? The shoulder of Transit? I'm not taking a scooter down the shoulder of Transit, shoulder of Main, especially right there in Williamsville, Clarence. I'm good walking because I can use the sidewalk. I know what I'm doing, and it's free. And that's a big word for me, Brian. Yeah. Free.
Yeah, the cost wouldn't. But like, even if I own my own, I just could never see it really happening.
I would never buy a scooter.
I was on. I was pulling out of Ellicott Creek Park one time on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I saw somebody on like one of these scooters come down on Niagara Falls Boulevard. And like, I'm sorry, my thought in that moment in time is, like, this person is crazy. Like, you might be an idiot, like, who gets hit by a car. Like, you're going down this super busy road on the side of it in a scooter that goes 20 miles an hour, at least slower than everything.
Yeah.
You're fast enough to get seriously hurt and to have, like, a very limited reaction time into what you're doing. You know, you're not walking or taking, like, an old Razor scooter where you... you know, kick it. You're not skateboarding. You're going fast enough where it's tough to have that reaction, but slow enough where you're not part of traffic. Let's not pretend.
No, yeah.
I look at that and I just say you're crazy.
Yeah. I'm looking at this more recreationally. Nowhere I think it would make more sense than North Tonawanda. And no offense to the good people in North Tonawanda, Brian. You know, why not try this downtown? You know, we talked about college campuses. Why not downtown by the water in the summer? I think that would be a good test.
See, I would hate it.
For these. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I
understand
that makes
what
more
you're
sense.
Saying, but then, like, in my head, I'm just picturing, you know, like we don't have enough stuff thrown around, construction equipment and, you know, whatever else is, yeah. You know, the wooden horses trotting around the carousel.
Anyways, I knew how much you love those.
But, like, just, like, picturing Canal Side with scooters thrown everywhere is, like, not what I want to,
no.
you know, really picture. And then, you know, to your point, if you're thinking, like, Outer Harbor... That's recreation.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really the transportation mode. And I could see it like, okay, I want to go to Riverworks and then to Pearl Street or something. Like, that's right now I would look at as a walking trip, but a scooter would be probably much easier to take from that distance there to there. You go to the brand new resurgence down Ohio Street, and then you want to cross town, go up to the Bison's game or something like that. You know, a scooter might be a way... to do that, but
yeah,
I don't know. Like, do I feel confident taking a scooter? Like, there's something about scooter, even the name. Like, I am scooting around. Like, a bike is a bike.
Yeah,
you know, people have been going on bikes for years, and there is, as much as I'll say, I can't stand being in the car and coming up next to.
It makes
a bike.
More sense than a scooter.
A scooter is just another level of vulnerability.
Yes,
on the road that I'm just not. Too clear with. And to your point of like North Tonawanda, like part of the reason that I, you know, love being in the area so much is its walkability.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to hop on a bike or whatever. And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking, what would I use this scooter for? And I was like, well, it would be nice. You know, you could walk maybe to the corner, grab a scooter, hop on the scooter, and I could ride out, you know, a little bit further down on the river. You go to like Mississippi Muds or something, but you can't. Because that's in the yeah. city of Tonawanda.
Dun, 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 dun.
But, you know, again, I hate to be a wet noodle on everything.
Actually,
but.
I'm going to tell you right now. I am going to go get a scooter because I want to take it into Tonawanda and see
you
what happens.
You just want to see what happens?
That's literally the only reason
it's
I'll
gonna
take it.
The wheel's going to lock up. You're going to go flying 3 feet forward.
Yeah, we gotta film it.
Yeah. You're just going to hit that wall. That's a lot of... people are going to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And,
they want to see what happens.
They're going to try and go over. But no, I think unwittingly, because you don't think of it as two separate areas. You're going to cross. You're going to go from one place, you know, where the Riviera is in North Tonawanda, try and cross to go to a business on the other side of the bridge. And, you know, before you hit Main Street, you know, I want to see how it – does it power down or does it just – cut you off.
I hope it locks, but it probably powers down.
A few people on our text board, no noise is dangerous by a large vehicle. Can't be seen or heard. Not smart to have in traffic.
You mentioned this, and it happened to me yesterday. The no noise thing. You know how you said when your car is electric, it's silent?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, you know, walking into the gym, parked my car, walking into the gym, not thinking I was being annoying. But there was a car right on my butt.
And,
probably should have beeped the horn. I don't know how long they were there. I looked behind me. I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. If I would have heard the car, I would have walked over. This person probably thinking, why doesn't this guy get over?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear you behind me.
I know exactly why you're not going to. It happens to me all the time. Like, all the time, anywhere. It's just people walking in the middle of, like, whatever parking lot or aisle you're in, not hearing the car. And
it's kind of freaky.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, like, all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Whoa. I hope it's is a success.
Oh, so do I.
I also think like 20 is a good number. There's plans to go to like 100 and more, and that's where I'm just kind of looking at it and saying, what is, and I still have not seen like the comments or the caller or anything that makes sense to tell me like what exactly am I going to use this for realistically?
20 is a good number. Early 20s is the average age of people who will use it. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
This is late teens, early 20s. This is who will get a kick out of this.
Yeah. And
which is fine. I'm fine with that.
It's a long walk from like Oliver Street, some of the nicer places they have there, down to like Climax or Brownies or whatever, to walk from there all the way to Main Street. That would be a long walk. That would take you a while. A scooter would, you know, alleviate that a little bit. But
is the big marina, is that North Tonawanda? Is it Smith?
Yes.
Okay, that's in North Tonawanda. Well, there you go. If you live in North Tonawanda, you have a boat in the summer, you take the scooter. I can see that.
Oh, yeah, scoot over to the marina.
Scoot back. Yeah.
I could see
that. See, we're starting to come up with some ideas. We're brainstorming.
We're just trying to think of a way that we can put this to use. All right, Ken, you're on WBEN. Would you use the scooter?
No.
Why not?
I've had a scooter on my tail doing about 45 miles an hour. It looked too dangerous for me in that situation. I would use it in the city.
45?
Wow.
That seems extreme. Was he wearing like a red, white, and blue jumpsuit and a helmet and a cape?
It was incredible. I didn't know what to do because he kept zooming in and out of my mirror. I couldn't see where the heck he was. It was terrifying for me as a school bus driver. If he'd have hit the shoulder at 45, I had no idea what would have happened to him.
Yeah, that's Ken. Thanks for the call. I've seen
45. Ooh,
you see it with bikes. I mean, you see people lose their balance. People, you know, and I don't like to be the person again who's pick out the one worst case scenario.
I was gonna say
of everything, but I just can't. You see it happening more often than like other worst case scenarios, and you would point out where it's not something people are used to. You're picking up what? How many of the riders are doing this for the first time, or the first time in a month, or something like that? You're not doing it all the time because it's not yours. It goes fast. It's two little wheels. I can just picture it.
Do you think the first accident on one of these scooters we will hear about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's no doubt right there, Joe.
Hey, I want to bring this up before we get out of here, Brian. I just saw on Twitter, and it might have been mentioned earlier, and I apologize if I'm repeating, but did you see Apple's going to have to switch to the USB-C chargers for iPhones in 2024 after the European Union voted to have a universal cord for all phone appliances?
Or what?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's going to pertain to America, but in Europe, the iPhone will have to be made to take a USB-C charger.
Why?
Because the European Parliament voted to force Apple and other companies to use a standard USB-C charger on their products.
Fight it. Then you don't want to use my cord? Don't buy an iPhone. I mean, seriously. Like what?
Yeah.
You're going to force someone to use like a different cord for what?
Well, it'll be interesting, the follow-up, because
it's my little magic brick. I can make whatever I want to plug into it.
I'm sure before 2024, Apple will have a rebuttal.
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, get out of here. Anyways, we'll be back here tomorrow, Joe. Looking forward to it. Maybe we'll have to see. Maybe some etiquette talk tomorrow?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Bemez and Beamer right here on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.